If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, then chances are you know that I am always running some sort of active test here on the podcast with the goal of being able to pass on the things that work to you. And we've got a few active tests happening on the show right now that I am super excited about. The first one is that we're going to be dropping a new bonus episode for you every single week for the foreseeable future. Now, one update that we have made is that these episodes are now going to drop on Wednesdays and Fridays. And of course, we'll let you know the results of these tests once we've got them. So keep an eye out for even more great content coming your way to help you launch, rank, and grow your podcast in the top 100. You're listening to the Effortless Life Podcast, episode 62. All right, here's a secret. Most entrepreneurs make the mistake of waiting way too long to get the support in place that they need to grow their company beyond their current limits. So please don't be like most entrepreneurs. If you're hearing my voice right now, then keep listening, because in this episode, I'm going to give you the short list of 7 things you need to know before you start outsourcing and how to get started if you're ready to get some of the things off your plate and free up more time to do work that you actually love doing. That's coming up next, so stay tuned.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Before we jump in today, I want to give a shout out to our featured listener of the week, at Caitlin H., who says, "I haven't even listened to all the episodes yet, and I can tell you this much. Court's heart for serving others shines through everything she does. You won't regret subscribing." Aw, thank you so much. Like, gosh, reading these reviews every week, it just fills me up with joy from top to bottom. I can't even describe this feeling to you, because it lets me know that what we're doing here on the show is having an impact in your life. And that is why we exist. I mean, that is our ultimate mission here at The Effortless Life, is to enhance the quality of life for entrepreneurs everywhere. So even if it's just one small thing that you take away from these episodes every week and it changes your life and impacts it in some way, then we can check that box on our end and say, we know, job well done. So thank you. Thank you so much. And for you listening, remember, when you take 30 seconds to leave us a review, not only does it help other people find the show, which is huge because there's so many entrepreneurs out there who need to hear this message, especially now, but it also gets you the chance to be featured as one of our listeners of the week. I love this segment. This is one of my favorite segments because I love celebrating you, and I want to give you a shout out here on air, and because I really want to hear your feedback on the show too. If there's a topic you want to see me cover, if there's something that has just made this podcast stand out to you that's different than other podcasts that you've listened to, I want to hear about it. So tap that subscribe button, scroll down, tap that 5 stars, and write us a review and let me know your thoughts. Oh my gosh, I can remember back in the days when I started my business. How I wish I could afford to hire help. Like, it was a huge problem. I was doing everything myself, and it sucked. It sucked. Chances are, if you've been an entrepreneur for any length of time, you know exactly what that feels like, don't you? I know you do. My gosh, if you're listening to this episode, you definitely know that. Somehow, in the beginning of growing a business, I feel like there's a part of us that doesn't mind doing the work because you're just getting started. It's what you have to do. Makes sense. But then you grow a bit and you start wishing that you had more help. And the problem is, by then, breaks my heart to see this, but it happens so often. By then, you've developed a habit of doing it all yourself. Ooh, and you know as well as I, those habits can be hard to break. And not only have you developed the habit of doing things yourself, you develop the beliefs along with it to support and justify why it's faster to just do it yourself, or cheaper to do it yourself, or easier, or whatever, even though it's killing you in the process. So fast forward a couple years into business, when I started playing around with hiring people on places like Fiverr and Upwork, just here and there to tackle different projects and to take little things off of my plate. It was in no way the dream team that I ever envisioned, but I was following all these influencers
who said that to grow, I needed to outsource. So I was doing the thing, right? I was outsourcing. Hooray. But it was still problematic because I still felt like there were some major reasons that were preventing me from hiring my dream team. Number one, I wasn't making the revenue that I thought I needed to make in order to justify hiring help. And number two, hiring already trained people was expensive, which sounds like the same problem, but really it's the other side of the coin. Because that meant that if I couldn't afford to hire people who were already trained, it meant I'd have to save a little money to hire people who weren't familiar with the industry or with the projects that I needed done. And that would mean I'd have to train them myself. And I didn't have time for that. I didn't have processes in place to train anyone. I was always on a time crunch too. I needed things done fast. So I didn't have time to wait around for someone to learn whatever they needed to do in order to help me, much less time to train them on how I wanted it done. So this really kept me from hiring people sooner than I did. And in a moment, I'm going to paint the picture for you of what our process looked like once we did start hiring. And I'll show you the ups and downs and the mistakes to avoid. But here's what I want you to know. It's really easy to misunderstand or misinterpret this message from influencers out there who say, well, in order to be successful, you need to hire help and outsource. I get what it's like to be living at that less than seven-figure mark, where you hear that and you say, okay, yeah, I get that, but I don't have the budget and I don't have the time to train someone and I don't have any processes in place. So bringing someone on is more trouble than it's worth, or it's quicker and easier and cheaper and whatever to do it myself. If this is you, I want you to know that I hear you. I have been right where you are. And what we're going to cover today is a different way to look at outsourcing so that you can begin to get the help in place that you need without breaking the bank. Now, I'm going to reveal to you the things that I've learned along the way in our own journey of outsourcing so you can avoid the mistakes that I made and save yourself a lot of wasted time and energy too. I've identified really a short list of seven things that I want you to know about outsourcing. These are the things that the influencers with 10, 12, 15, 20 people on their team won't tell you. Number one, outsourcing is a process that happens in phases. This needs to be talked about more, bottom line, because there is a progression to outsourcing. You don't grow a dream team overnight like a patch of mushrooms. That just ain't how it works. This is how many entrepreneurs think that it works, and that's a misconception. Number two, always remember, there are some things in your business that only you should do. The problem is, for most people, they might have some vague idea of what they're good at, or maybe they're good at a lot of different things. But because there's so much to do and because they don't understand, here's the kicker, they don't understand the value of their time and how to monetize their genius, they stay stuck overdoing in their business, working, 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 but winding up in the same place they were last year in terms of revenue and sales, not being able to break through that ceiling and wondering why, because they're working so dang hard. So part of this is you need to know what you're good at. So part of this is that you need to know what you're good at and how to monetize it. And the other part of it is understanding how much money it's costing you not to do what you're good at every day and how to start hiring the right people and put them in the right seats to support you to do the things that only you can do. Now, number three is really simple. You do not need to have processes in place for the people that you hire. Let them build these processes for you. Which brings me to number four, and that's there's only two processes you need to have in place when hiring, whether it's part-time, full-time, freelance, just two processes that you need. An onboarding process, which generally takes place over 90 days, and an independent contractor agreement, which clearly outlines their responsibilities, sets the expectations for the position, and protects you in case you need to let that person go. Now, number five is this one makes me laugh because it's really, you would think it would be more obvious than it is, but it's not that obvious. So I'm going to call it out. The way to know if someone is dream team material is to literally put them to the test. Your onboarding process becomes the key to knowing if someone is the right fit for your company culture. Now, whether that process takes place over 60 days, typically 90 days, it shouldn't be more than 90 days. It gives you a length of time to see how well someone works, how quickly they catch on and how good of a job they do at supporting you, how much initiative they take, how much responsibility they take. And it also gives you an out in case they don't work out the way you planned. That's really huge. Number 6, you don't have to hire anyone full-time to start. You can contract on a part-time or an hourly or a project-by-project basis. We're talking about getting started here. Ultimately, yes, you should make it your goal to have a 6-figure payroll. I was talking with a friend of mine today and she said that. She said that's such a fear for entrepreneurs. Like, oh my gosh, my payroll is 6 figures. And she's like, why not make that the goal? And I'm like, yes, 100%, make it the goal. But you don't have to start that way. We all start somewhere. So if you're just getting into outsourcing, it's something you know you need to do, but you've got a lot of hesitations and you're not really sure where to start, rest in the freedom of knowing that you can contract on a part-time or an hourly basis, which you can put a cap on, or even a project basis, which you can pay by the project, essentially. So this helps you stay in control of your budget, and it frees up your time to get out there and do what you're good at, which will make you more money. And then 7 is, you do need to outsource at some point in your business if you want to do only the things you're good at and become the visionary leader of your company. The key is knowing when to start and how to start. And both of those are really easy. They become so easy when you understand what I'm going to share with you next. Now, we made a lot of mistakes when we first started outsourcing. I hired without a clear plan. I hired out of desperation because I was drowning in the busy work. I hired for the wrong reasons, primarily because influencers told me that I needed to, and I thought that, oh, that meant I was on my way if I hired somebody. And so I didn't hire with a clear plan for what that person's responsibilities would be. And then worse, when I did hire, I would meddle in their work. I didn't allow them to take personal responsibility because I was afraid that they wouldn't get it done or it wouldn't get done right, and all these beliefs that were driving me. So I would jump in and do it myself out of habit anytime they ran late on a project or anytime I didn't have the time to clearly communicate all the changes that I needed made. And fell back to that old habit of thinking, well, it's just quicker for me to get in there and fix it myself than it would be to tell them and then wait for them to do it and then go through more iterations and blah, 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 blah. But more importantly, I meddled because I didn't trust that it would get done right. And this created a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I started out hiring what I would call jack-of-all-trades people, thinking that they could do all of what I needed done, instead of hiring in a more leveraged way by looking at what was the heavy lifting stuff and hiring someone to take that off my plate to free up the most time. We went through 5 VAs, multiple freelancers, and a bunch of random people on Fiverr and Upwork before I finally realized the secrets to hiring, which is to 1, be clear on what you're hiring someone for specifically. What's on your list right now that's going to kill you first? As my integrator so bluntly asked me when I first brought her on, hire for that position first. The secret to knowing who to hire first is to have your ideal organization chart built out. This is something I teach our students how to do because without this clear plan in place to know what you're building to, hiring becomes confusing and you run the risk of having a lot of overlap, which is a waste of money. It's a waste of time, and people won't be clear on whose responsibilities are what. And that creates a lot of frustration. So having your org chart mapped out ahead of time is like the blueprint to building a house. It shows you what needs to go where, or in this case, who needs to go where. 2, have a contract agreement and an onboarding process in place. Outside of that, let them create the SOPs for you as they go. And if you're scratching your head like SOP, wait, what? What is that? Standard operating procedure, all those processes, let them create those for you. And 3, this is a big one. You got to be willing to let someone go if they're just not working out. It can feel really tough, but I want you to think of it this way. What's easier in the long run? 36 hours of pain when you let them go and worry for a little bit about the potential repercussions? Or 3 to 6 months or longer of frustration and resentment and complaining and things not getting done because the person you've hired clearly isn't a right fit? Buckle up your bootstraps, my dear, and let someone go if they're not a right fit. That's what visionary leaders do. Now, since we've started this process, we now have a team of 2 part-time people, 3 part-time freelancers, and a team of VAs who takes care of work for us on a regular weekly basis. And we've identified of those people who is dream team material, and we're actively working to bring them on full-time within the year. So if you're on board with this, then let's continue, because this is usually the part of the conversation where people start asking me, yeah, but all right, what about all this that I hear about hiring overseas? Is that safe? You know, is that really okay for me to do? How does that work? Or how do I tell if someone's a right fit when I'm interviewing? Or how do I let someone go and have that hard conversation when I know it's not a right fit, but I'm afraid of what they might say, or I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I don't want them to come back at me? Or what does your 90-day onboarding process look like? Or can you show me a sample contract so I know what to include in mine? I've gotten all of these questions and more. And the answer is, yeah, I can show you all of this. But before I do, I owe it to you to tell you this, because I would be doing you an injustice if I didn't. You might have heard it said, the less I do, the more I make. And that's all fine and good. Sounds great. Rah, rah. But chances are, that was some multiple 7-figure entrepreneur telling you that. And it makes it easy for your brain to go, yeah, well, that works for them, but not for me. I still have to work hard to make it to that next level. But here's a secret. The reason successful people say this is because visionary leaders value action the least. Quote that and put it on your Instagram. Tag me when you do. Visionary leaders value action the least. The more you do in your business day to day, the more you bottleneck your own growth, and the longer it will take you to see the revenue you want to see. And if you do see it, that's a big if, it'll feel like you've worked way too dang hard for it. Now, here's another secret that we teach our aspiring visionary leaders here at The Effortless Life. There is no limit to the systems you can have in place to support you in your business or the people that you have in place supporting you, but there is a drastic limit over how much you can do. Think about that. How are you going to scale beyond where you are right now if you are already maxed out and working at your full potential? You know you cannot add another thing to your plate. The secret is to get the right systems and support in place, because there is a limit to how much you can do. And chances are, you're beginning to realize that. So if the light bulbs are going off in your head right now and you're asking, okay, this sounds good, Courtney, but how do I do that? How do I get those people in place? How do I get the systems and support? Then here's what I want you to do next. If you are interested in learning how to own your power and step fully into your role of visionary leader in your business this year, meaning you put the systems and people in place to free up your time to do what you're good at and monetize your genius and learn how to do that, and I want to help you. Now, I could sit here and give you examples all day of how clients of ours have gone from barely bringing in 6 figures to generating over $1 million in revenue in as little as a month. Yeah, I said a month. When they started running their business using the Effortless Life Method. And I'd love to teach you how to do that. I have an accelerator program that's opening up here within the next couple of weeks. Now, this is going to be by invite only. And there are some qualifications that you have to meet to be considered for a seat at the table. But if getting the right systems and support in your business this year so that you can step out in front of your business as the visionary leader you know that you are inside, here's what I want you to do. Go to CourtneyElmer.com/visionary leader so that my team can get in touch with you with more details on this program. We're opening up the doors within the week, so this is very time sensitive. That's CourtneyElmer.com/visionary leader. Do it right when you finish listening to this show, because if not, you'll go on to something else and you'll forget. And if you're listening to this episode after April 15th, 2021, don't worry. You can still head to that link and get on the wait list for when we open doors to this again. We keep these groups very small and intimate so that those who are on the inside get a chance to work closely with me in a very hands-on way so that you get my eyes and my years of expertise and experience on your specific business, because no two businesses are alike. So once again, that's CourtneyElmer.com/visionary leader. And look, if you've ever got a question or a topic that you want to see me cover here on the show, come hit me up on Instagram. Send me a DM. My account is at the Courtney Elmer. That's my personal account. So you can access me there. Send me a DM. Let me know a topic you want to hear on the show. Send me a question, something that you've been struggling with lately or something that you're seeking clarity on. I love hearing from listeners like you. Now, coming up next week, I am sitting down with my dear friend, Kristen Marquet. And when I say dear friend, I mean like literally. We text every day about anything you could possibly imagine. She is the expert when it comes to getting media attention for your business. She's going to reveal to you her 5 easy secrets for getting your business noticed by those big old media outlets like Forbes and Business News Daily and Entrepreneur.com and Thrive Global and so many more, all for free. How do you do it? Well, tune in next week and you'll find out. Until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.